Coming up, a walk-off grand slam provides plenty of fireworks for the night in baseball. This is Locked On Now MLB.
The biggest games, the best performances, expert analysis. You are Locked On Now.
Welcome in. You're listening to Locked On Now MLB, local experts weighing in on the biggest stories in baseball. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. We've got all of your MLB hosts here to recap the action for you from yesterday. We're going to start out with Josh Donaldson playing hero for the Yankees in extra innings in our biggest game.
The biggest game.
Donaldson stepped up to the plate in the 10th with the Yankees down three and three runners on base. Then he ended the game with one swing. Locked On Yankees goes over how New York got to the point that they needed a walk-off grand slam to beat Tampa Bay.
This is Stacey Gottsoulias of Locked On Yankees, and miracle of all miracles, the Yankees not only won a baseball game, they scored eight runs. It wasn't an easy eight runs to score, and it took them 10 innings to do it. And it actually took them one swing of the bat to go from 4-8 in the bottom of the 10th, thanks to Josh Donaldson hitting a walk-off grand slam. Let's just say it. Both the Rays and the Yankees pitching staff did not have a good time in the 10th inning. Aroldis Chapman coughed up three runs. Jalen Beeks gave up the walk-off home run to Josh Donaldson. The Yankees salvage the final game of the series against the Rays. They still lose the series, but at least they win this game, and they didn't screw up in extra innings. We will have a recap of this and a preview of the Blue Jays series, which begins Thursday night. Yanks are playing the Blue Jays for four games. Whew, this is going to be a tough stretch. If you thought the past few weeks were tough for the Yankees, just wait.
Craig Kimbrell blew a save for the Los Angeles Dodgers on Tuesday, but then made up for it by closing out the Milwaukee Brewers on Wednesday night. Locked On Dodgers said he always had faith in the LA closer.
Not sure if it was Dance with the One That Brought You or Hair of the Dog That Bit You, but one way or the other, Craig Kimbrell got the save tonight. What's up? It's Jeff from Locked On Dodgers. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 2-1. It was a lot more close than any of us would have liked. And it ended with another one-run save opportunity for Craig Kimbrell. This time, for the first time in five such opportunities, he got the job done, got the save. A little bit of drama, but not too bad. Got three outs before he allowed a run, which is what we were looking for. Tony Gonsolin pitched seven great innings, allowed no runs. He got just enough offense. Solo homers from Max Muncy and Austin Barnes provided all the offense. Caleb Ferguson allowed his first run of the season in the eighth inning. And it was a close, hard-fought game, but the Dodgers came out on top. Now they will go in a morning game tomorrow to go for the series victory against Corbin Burns, the Brewers' ace. So their work is cut out for them, but this was a fun game, lots to talk about. So be sure to check out Locked On Dodgers first thing in the morning like you do every day. Make us your first listen to hear all about what a great closer Craig Kimbrell is and how we always believed in him.
The Seattle Mariners belted four home runs as they beat the Angels for the third straight game on Wednesday night. Locked On Mariners and Locked On Angels explain how Seattle held the LA offense off just enough to take the sweep.
Break out the brooms, baby. This is Ty Gonzalez, host of the Locked On Mariners podcast here. The Mariners defeat the Angels by a score of 11-7 on Wednesday to complete a three-game sweep down in Anaheim and go up to 11 games over 500 for the first time this season, just a couple months removed from being 10 games under 500 at one point. That feels like an eternity ago. And the story today for the Mariners was the offense. Offense, offense, offense. It was spectacular, and it needed to be because the Mariners pitching staff gave up seven runs in this game. But every time it felt like the Angels were starting to claw their way back into this game, Mariners offense was able to pull away and get some clutch key insurance runs. Jesse Winker, Eugenio Suarez, and Cal Raleigh all go deep. Raleigh goes deep twice and tacks on some insurance in the top of the ninth with a two-run Beef Boy bomb. So now the Mariners are sitting comfortably in the first wildcard spot in the American League, and they're going to get a much-needed day off tomorrow before going on to Oakland. Catch us on the Locked On Mariners podcast on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you get when your pitching gives up four home runs at a day game at Angel Stadium? You take an 11-7 loss against the Seattle Mariners. What's going on, everybody? It's John from Locked On Angels. And man, the Halos did not look good against the Mariners this week. They were swept by our AL West rivals to the north, And geez, it was just not a good series for our Angels. Of course, today, during the game, Shohei Ohtani went 4-for-5 with a triple, a 2-run home run, and 4 total RBI. Shohei doing Shohei things. David Fletcher looks great, of course. He loves himself a game against the Mariners. But man, we were just embarrassed this week, and we were homered to death. And if that hadn't happened, if they had not given up so many home runs, they would have been in this game because they got 7 runs in this game, and that's usually enough for the Halos to walk away with a win. But unfortunately, Mike Myers gave up 3, Jaime Barria gave up 1, and it just put this game out of reach. Hey, we get Mike Trout back this weekend, and he can't get back soon enough as the Angels head to Detroit to take on the Tigers. Mike and I are going to break this game down for you, get you ready for the weekend, and we hope to see you there on Locked On Angels on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Guardians just barely held on to their lead in the AL Central with a big comeback late last night. Locked On Guardians goes over a 6-run inning that let Cleveland beat Detroit.
Cleveland snatches the proverbial victory from the jaws of defeat. I wasn't feeling good. We just saw that lead keep getting bigger and bigger. And then Cleveland, you know, they were making a comeback. But with 2 outs in the ninth, did you really expect them to score 5 more runs? I certainly did not. But the guys came through. The guys that have been coming through all year, except for Jimenez, who actually was 2 of the 3 outs in that inning, came through big. You're just sitting back and watching this team that could have been left for dead just continue to perform. And this is why, you know, having a lineup full of contact hitters can be advantageous. Because eventually you have that chance where, you know, everything's going to get strung together and the luck plays in your favor instead of against you. And again, it is a fun team. Get on board with the Guardians. Make sure to check out Locked On Guardians for even more discussion of maybe the most fun young team in baseball.
Coming up, a pinch hitter became the hero for the Diamondbacks, and the Blue Jays unload on the Orioles bullpen. This is Locked On Now MLB. Today's edition of Locked On Now is brought to you by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bars on the market. And that is because they are made with 100% real chocolate. They come in dozens of different flavors, including their newest one, Cookie Dough Chunk Puff. Comes with that protein-infused marshmallow and has little bits of cookie dough in there as well. They are delicious. They're also good for you because they're high in protein, but low in sugar, low in fat, low in calories. Head over to Built.com and use our promo code LOCKED15. Gets you 15% off of your order. You just put in that promo code LOCKED15. It gets you 15% off of your order at Built.com. Welcome back to Locked On Now MLB. I'm Kainani Stevens. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. The Diamondbacks trailed all game last night before deciding to send Jake McCarthy to the plate, where he put on Wednesday's best performance.
The best performance.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
That loss snapped a 5-game Giants winning streak, also brought San Francisco back down to earth in the playoff race as well. Locked On Giants tells us what's next for a San Fran team, still holding on to that last big hope of getting a wild card spot.
The Giants showed their warts tonight as they lose a heartbreaker to the Arizona Diamondbacks at a time when really they can't afford to be losing games like this. Ben Caspick with the Locked On Giants podcast. What I mean by that is that they have their ace, Carlos Rodon, on the mound. He pitched great. You're matched up against an inferior pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks in Zach Davies, someone they should really be able to score some runs against, and they only got a couple of runs in the game. That being said, they had a lead in the 8th inning, and the bullpen, which has been a problem all season long after they led the majors, the bullpen did, in ERA last season, that has not been the case this year, and Dom Leon blew this game. He gave up a 2-run, 2-out hit that turned the score around, and the D-backs took a 1-run lead. And also, the Giants made some other mistakes. Mike Yastrzemski came in as a pinch runner and then promptly got picked off. And then he grounded into a double play after La Stella reached on a strikeout to lead off the 9th inning against old friend Mark Melanson. So just not a fun game for the San Francisco Giants tonight, and they can't afford to be losing when you have a late lead against an inferior team. So we're going to break this down on tomorrow's Locked On Giants, where it's your team every day.
The Astros beat the White Sox on Wednesday, and Framber Valdez picked up his 20th consecutive quality start along the way. Locked On Astros recaps a 1-run win, while Locked On White Sox says the late-game magic ran out against Houston last night.
20 straight quality starts from Framber Valdez. That's what he did on Wednesday night versus the White Sox. It was a great game. He pitched 7 innings, and he looked like he was under control. And when he looked like he was in danger of losing that, you had a great double play by Jose Altuve and Jeremy Pena. And then Jose Altuve stole 2 bases in the first inning, and the Astros didn't get any hits after Michael Kopech left, but they got 3 runs, which was enough as the White Sox lost to the Astros 3-2, and the Astros maintain a 2.5 game lead over the Yankees, who came back with a grand slam in the 10th inning over the Rays. But we'll talk about this and more on this edition of the Locked On Astros podcast.
No magic on the south side for the White Sox on Wednesday night. White Sox lost to the Houston Astros 3-2. Sox starter Michael Kopech went 6 innings, gave up 3 runs. White Sox offense had opportunities, specifically 4th inning, bases loaded, nobody out, but the Sox just could not get it done. They had opportunities late in the game as well. Wasn't meant to be. White Sox go for the series win Thursday afternoon as they send Lucas Giolito to the mound.
The Orioles failed to sweep the Blue Jays in Toronto on Wednesday after Baltimore's bullpen let 6 runs score in the 7th inning. Locked On Orioles breaks down the loss and how it affects Baltimore's pursuit of a playoff spot.
Well, the Orioles couldn't get the sweep on Wednesday, and frankly, they let us know that they were not getting the sweep. Another rough offensive performance for the Orioles. Ross Stripling had a perfect game through 6 innings. Of course, that was after Drew Rasmussen had a perfect game through 8 innings against the O's on Sunday. Cedric Mullins breaks it up, but the bullpen just had a bad day for the O's, allowed 6 runs in the 7th inning after Austin Voth had thrown 6 scoreless, and the Orioles lose it 6-1 to the Blue Jays. Still win the series, but drop back to 1.5 out of the final spot in the AL wildcard race. Now, for the Orioles, just a really bad day offensively, and it's kind of another point on the argument of Gunnar Henderson and Kyle Stowers should be up in the big leagues right now, but they are not, and the Orioles play on. At the end of the day, they still got the series, so if they can win a couple more series here coming up, but I'll recap all the action from Wednesday coming up on Thursday's episode of the Locked On Orioles podcast.
That's all for today on Locked On Now MLB. Thank you for making Locked On Now your first listen every single weekday. Make sure you go and check out Locked On MLB and your team's Locked On podcast. I'm Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Now.